One of the issues that companies face when they try to figure out how to grow is whether they should be diversifying or not. Strategists are often critical of strategies of diversification because they worry that it will take them away from the core competences that they developed as a corporation. In looking back at companies, they often cite the moment when a company left what was its core competence and moved on to an area which is beyond what they're normally able to do. For example, in recent years, people have been critical of Disney for moving beyond its core competence in making movies and running theme parks and selling merchandise and moving into things like cable television, into television networks, and into large travel programs. But what's interesting in retrospect is to understand that Disney was always trying to diversify, and in particular, that its diversification was led by a particular problem that Disney faced, which was cash flow, particularly driven by its need to deal with the cash flow problems in movies. Movies, as you understand, in making a movie, you have the problem of the fact that when you invest in the movie, you're not going to get the money until after the movie is then shown. In other words, you put a lot of upfront money into a movie and it only comes back later. Now, Disney originally had this problem, but it was in short bursts because Disney started off by making shorts, by making those little tiny movies that go before a movie. You sometimes see these now in a Pixar film. They're very funny. They're a lot of fun. But they're very small, and you don't make a lot of money from them. You have to invest quite a lot of time in them. Walt Disney himself in the 20s, after having done a bunch of shorts that included Mickey Mouse, a character you don't see very often any longer, decided that his way to make a lot more money was to make very long films, things like Snow White. The problem, of course, is that Snow White itself would be an enormous, innovative, and expensive operation. So he'd make a lot of money from it. In fact, that movie made more money than any animated film has ever made in real terms. But the problem was that there was a lot of investment. And so how does one keep the cash flow going in a company like that when you've invested so much money up front? Disney's solution, of course, would be to sell things connected to movies. Pencil cases, clothing, toys, and also to create a theme park to go along with that, Disneyland, where the cash flow kept coming in all the time, particularly in California, where the weather's good all the time. If you look at Disney, you'll realize that their innovations over the years, what we now think of as connected to core products, were actually a series of diversifications in each case. So the movement from movies into subsidiary things that you sold, like pencil cases, that looked like diversification. Similarly, moving into theme parks looks a far distance from movies until you've done it. In each case, Disney was trying to deal with the problems of cash flow. In each case, they were diversifying away from their core products. In the case even of making those very long movies, they were moving away from the particular skill that they had in making short movies. So really, Disney has been about a series of diversifications over the years that take them away from the original product. But that's okay, because in retrospect, those things all fit together. We understand them. And in particular, they solved a problem, which was cash flow. And so sometimes when you look at diversification, you realize that it's not simply about moving away from something, but also about bringing things together and solving a problem. And that cash flow problem is something that many companies have faced, not just Disney.